Report, House to rush vote on reconciliation package, expected before Sunday. By Wendell Hasebo on November 16, 2021. The House will reportedly vote on the reconciliation package between Thursday and Saturday with debate beginning Wednesday. According to a Bloomberg reporter, Majority Leader of the House Steny Hoyer, DMD, indicated the Democrat leadership will try to rush the massive reconciliation framework through Congress to avoid a legislative jam. Democrats must fund the government and raise the debt ceiling by December 3. The massive spend and tax passage, dubbed Build Back Better, represents the most radical piece of legislation since Lyndon Johnson's 1960s Great Society, which gave the nation Medicare and Medicaid. President Biden's reconciliation package is full of far-left goodies. Many of the items include subsidized prescription drugs, enhanced Medicare coverage, 2 free years of community college, amnesty, free housing, and free child care. Democrats will proceed to pass the package as they anticipate the Congressional Budget Office, CBO, to score the legislation on or before Friday. The CBO score is expected to cost the taxpayer nearly 2 times the amount of its projected price tag, $4.91 trillion. Biden's expensive reconciliation package is the second measure to be championed by the administration during 30-year high inflation. On Monday, Biden signed the $1.2 trillion so-called infrastructure bill. The bill was enacted into law largely due to 13 House Republicans and 19 Senate Republicans voting to unlock the bill from Democrat infighting. Meanwhile, Biden's expansive Build Back Better agenda is very unpopular in battleground districts across the country. A Tuesday poll revealed Biden's agenda only is supported by 39% of voters and 31% among independents. Undecided voters also oppose Biden's agenda by a 14-point margin. 39% oppose while 25% support. When respondents heard informative messages related to policies within Biden's reconciliation agenda, 57% opposed the entire measure while 37% remained supportive. Some of the least popular items in the package include taxes on natural gas, tax breaks for the wealthy, and illegal immigrant payments for bringing children into the nation. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.